Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Hello, hello. Sorry for the delay. We had a different plan to start, but we will show a few things, which are, one is account recovery. We have a generic relayer to send transactions on chain. And one other thing is we have a registry, which we will start with. So I was planning to do it later, but yeah. So let me show you. Wait, one thing. Okay, I'm sorry. Registry. So anyway, hi, I'm Dimitri from ZK Email, and I would want to show you first the registry we built. Can you see that? I'll make it bigger, right? Sorry. So what you can do with this registry is basically you can create a blueprint, which will be like a blueprint for what you want to prove about an email, what you want to show. And we will, in the background, create a ZK circuit. And with this, you can then create proofs about emails with an SDK. So if you go to registry.zk.email, you can check out the site. And we'll show code in a bit. But basically, what you will do here is, log in first. If you want to create, you don't have to log in, but if you want to create a blueprint, you'll have to log in with GitHub. Let's try this out. Or actually, I'll show one existing one to make it, this part easier. So obviously, you can create any proof about any email, but I will show you a simple example, which is just proving that I'm part of a residency. So basically, you would come here, you put some inputs, you can upload the email to test, which I will do, it's a residency email, and you will fill in some information. So send a domain. The thing is, we have this chatbot, so hopefully it works, because what you actually have to do is create a regex, which would look like this. In the very end, you would add some values. And what you can see is now if I want to prove something about the header of an email, I would select like the header, choose a max length, and write this regex definition. So this is the part where our chatbot will hopefully help. It's quite new, so please give us feedback if things are not working. But in this case, what I want to do is I will look for a welcome text in the header and say, I don't want to reveal this. And the next part is, I want to reveal this. So I want to reveal I'm part of this residency with this text. So you can do all kinds of proofs. Let's imagine, like, for example, you want to create like a reimburse platform which someone's building, and you want to create proofs about Uber receipt. So what you would do is you would prove the sender is Uber, and you would find the amount of the receipt from Uber. And then you can prove automatically, hey, this is the amount of what the receipt I got from Uber, and then you can do automatic reimbursements from that, for example. And yeah, I will skip this because right now this creating this circuit will take a few hours. So if you want to try it out, try one existing one for now. After you create it, it will appear in the homepage. Succinct. So two things you can do. You can first, of course, just create proofs on the website with this, so I can upload my email or use directly Gmail to connect and create a proof locally. It'll take a few seconds. But what's more interesting is you can now also use this in a SDK version. So let me see. Yeah, so there is a... Sorry, can you see this? So if you go to github/zkemail/sdk-typescript-demo, sorry for the naming. So basically this. I added a demo how you would use this in TypeScript. So let's see if this finishes. I don't know if it's the internet, but I don't know if you experienced the kind of slow internet here as well. Oh, yeah, anyway. So now we generated a proof. You can look at the proof. It will show you, generate some output. And so the email you can only see in localhost, so we don't save any emails. And if you want, you can also, we always deploy a verifier contract on chain so you can actually verify this proof. How would you use this in a SDK? I guess I have to make this bigger. So if you clone this repo, you will get this code. So basically, I just added a few examples here, for long-running proofs and how to validate inputs before you use them. But in this, I'll just give you the short example. So basically, what we have here, first, what you need is the blueprint you created, the ID. For this, you can basically, if you go to our website, all of these have this slug, and you can just copy it and put it here. So that's one already added. Oh, sorry for these inlay hints. That's a bit. Yeah. Anyway, you just first thing you do, you import the SDK. You initialize it. So sorry for this, but you will in future pass other options. Like if you want to actually create blueprints, you have to pass an authentication. This is where you actually get the blueprint you created by the ID, so the one we have in the front end. And from this, you can create a prover. So we did this separately because in future we want to add client-side proving. So let's say if you build something like a whistleblowing platform, you wouldn't want to do this server-side. So we're working on a Noir implementation, so it will work front-end. Anyway, and all you have to do is then, in the end, pass in an email, which I read here from a file, and you will get the proof output. Let's actually see if this works. So you have to... I think I added the commands in the README, so I can... short example. So yeah, it will proof, it will wait for the proof, and then it will give you the proof output, the proof data. So... yeah, that's basically it, what you need to use a proving system of emails in your front end. This currently only works in the browser, Node.js, but still not for Next.js server side. So you can use it in Next.js front end, but not yet in server side. There's some weird issues we're working on with bundlers, but yeah. All right, that's for the first demo. Ayush will tell you a bit more general things about ZK email, and then we will show you other demos. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Okay. Okay, so I think the way we're probably going to structure this, now that you guys have a sense of like what is the registry and how does that work, is trying to get people to sort of generate their own proofs. And so it's a pretty big crowd, but I think maybe what we'll do is like kind of people will try to submit, like choose an email from their inbox, and then we'll try to get everybody to submit a blueprint to that registry so that you can define a new kind of proof. And then we'll send you guys, so the repo he just showed of the SDK quick start, actually putting it into an app. Then we'll put up a QR code where you can like clone that repo and then start working on actually getting an application around that. Maybe just so I can get like a sense of like where people are at their level, like maybe raise your hand if you've like heard of ZK email or like are familiar with ZK email and like know roughly what like the proof that we're actually making is. Okay, something like half. Okay, maybe we should also briefly re-intro that. And then the other thing is maybe raise your hand if after seeing that you feel kind of confident that you could go to the registry and make a proof of yourself. And if not, we'll kind of come around and help. Okay, so raise your hand if you feel confident with a registry demo. Okay, a handful of people. Okay, cool. So maybe what I'm going to do then is I'm just going to briefly go over like what is actually the proof that we're making for the people who didn't managed to make it to our talk yesterday, and then we'll put like a guide up for how to use a registry, and then go around and help people put up the registry proof. Okay, that sound good to folks? Sweet. Okay, so maybe just the very basics of like what even are we doing here? So the point is that all of your emails are signed according to this like DKIM protocol, so RSA signature of a hash of all the data in the email. And what we want to do is prove some subset of this data on chain. Maybe you want to prove, oh, the subject of an email, or the fact that you took an Uber ride for $10, or the fact that you got into some residency or something. So the point is, ZKML will let you prove this whole signature and then extract the information you want to extract. So maybe you can extract just a to field, or apply some regex to the body and extract some other selectively disclosed thing. And the point is, all these tools we've put together, the registry, SDK, et cetera, make it very easy for you so you don't have to think about which ZK proof is happening in the background. The point is we can keep everything you don't decide to reveal private. It's directly verifying the Web2 mail service and not some third party, and you're verifying these on chain. So we'll help you deploy like Solidity contracts as well if you want to do that. For some examples, I guess Dimitri already showed you the proof of residency one. You can imagine something like you can build like a very simple app where you can redact stuff from email and reveal it. The hope is that all of you can build something kind of similar to ZKP2P with the knowledge you get here. One example of how ZKP2P works is they take exactly this proof that we're going to help you guys define of here's an email from my inbox. They do it for Namecheap transfer emails. And they extract the domain name that was transferred on Namecheap and the fact that it came from Namecheap. And then they build a marketplace on top of that, right? So now this lets you buy and sell Namecheap domains directly on chain. And so the hope is that we can kind of get you guys to the point where you've defined this kind of proof. And you have, a Solidity contract, and now you can start building on top of that. Okay, cool. So maybe what I'll do is I'll put up two QR codes for the registry, basically, and we can get folks going through this whole sequence. And as people have questions, like our team will kind of come around and also ask the neighbors next to you, like, how do you do this thing? But I'll put up. Okay, so this is a specific QR code for the registry that you should go to. If you're going to do this on your laptop, you should probably just type in registry.zk.email. And then what I'm going to do is I'm actually also going to put a QR code to the docs on the right side so that if you get lost, you can just follow the docs and then you should be hopefully good. I'll give people a second to scan this and go to this site and then we'll kind of try to walk people through. Now that you've seen like a demo of what it might look like, we'll try to walk people through so everyone can do their own proof. So let me do... So the first thing we want, I'll put this QR code back up. This looks pretty good. Okay, so the first thing we want folks to do is find an email from your inbox you want to make a proof of. It can kind of be, any email, but it should have some data you want to parse out of the subject or body. So I'll give people, a few seconds to to go to their inbox and find some interesting email that you want to make a proof of. And then we're kind of going to go through, actually, like, everyone should be following through on their own computer, like, trying to make this proof themselves. Cool. Maybe in this case, I'll try to use this email as an example. Okay. And then do folks kind of want to walk around and then make sure people are, like, finding emails from their inbox? Sweet. Okay, I'll give people, like, 30 seconds to search through their inbox, find an interesting email. Okay, maybe raise your hand if you found an interesting email you want to make a proof of. Okay, about half. Maybe raise your hand if you want another, like, minute. Okay, handful of people. Okay, we'll give people another, like, 30 seconds or so. Cool. Yeah. So once you've found this email, if you're in Gmail, you're going to hit these like three dots, and then you'll see a little thing which is show original, and you're going to hit that. And if you're in Outlook, you'll see one which is like download original message, similar thing, you're going to hit that. Okay, so I'm going to hit this. Okay, and now you see this like big document of all the raw data. This is where we're actually going to extract information from. Okay. Cool. Sweet. Okay, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to log in into the registry and I'm going to start making a proof of that email. So I hope people have kind of found an email they want to make a proof of, opened the original message and opened the registry and logged in and gone to the Create Blueprint page. Okay, so if you... You know, email's on the top right, the top left of your screen. The QR code is on the top right. This is how you get to the registry. Okay, and here I'm going to name the pattern. Let's say, you know, alert Google. Let's just say Google Alerts. This is the one I'm going to do. Okay, maybe raise your hand if folks have like opened the registry and have an email they want to make a proof of. Okay, that's like about half. Cool. And then you'll notice this field, which is upload test EML. So once you've named your pattern, you're going to go to this kind of raw email and you're going to download original. In Gmail, it's download original. In Outlook, you'll have one which is like download original message and you'll get like a .eml file. And you'll see there's now this .eml file. That just got downloaded, and you're going to upload this into that little box. So I'm going to click to upload. Okay. Send me a link to the, actually we have the ChatGPT bot, we're just going to use the ChatGPT bot.
It's way too bad, but like I can get it.
Okay, that's fine, we can try. Yeah, what's up? Cool, okay, maybe raise your hand if you've uploaded the example EML. Sweet, okay. And then we can start filling out the fields. You know, tags, this is like Google Alert. Prove you got a Google Alert for some keyword. Okay. Email query, I mean, Dimitri explained this earlier, but we're going to fill out, like, when I actually searched my inbox to get this value, you know, maybe it'll be like this. This is going to be the string we literally put into your email search bar to fetch that email out automatically. So in this case, I'm going to put in, you know, Google Alerts. But you should put in your own query for what would result when you search your inbox to get that email. Cool. Okay. And then skip body hash check. This is will depend whether you want to extract information out of the email subject or body. In this case, I only want to extract information out of the email subject. Like, I want to extract this word. And so I'm going to skip the body hash check. If you want to extract value out of the body, leave the body hash check. Okay. Sender domain. In this case, I can look at the domain. You know, we'll see this was sent from google.com. And so I'm just going to take this google.com and stick it into the sender domain. Cool. Okay. And actually, one thing I'm going to do as well is pull up. Okay, and then this AI, I think there's too many people who are going to trigger the AI auto extraction right now, so we're likely going to get rate limited. But if you use a ChatGPT bot on the top right, then you will not get rate limited. And then this will let you automatically extract these fields. So I can say something like, you know, extract the actual value of the being alerted for from the subject. And it should automatically fill that. But because we might get rate limited, you might have to scan this QR code for the ChatGPT bot and then paste in the email and ask, you know, I want to extract this. What regex should I use? Or you can kind of just manually put in your regex, although that might be a little bit harder. Cool. And then once you're ready, you know, you can hit save as draft if you want to come back to this later, or compile blueprint. So if you submit the blueprint, then that will basically hit, like, our server will start generating ZK, like a ZK circuit for it. And actually generating a unique circuit takes like a few hours the first time you do it. And so the hope is by the end of, you know, this few minute process, everybody's at least submitted a blueprint. And if you come back tonight or tomorrow or something, hopefully it's been generated and then you can start making proofs of it. But we'll do the rest of the workshop with like our existing compiled blueprints. Cool. Do people like have questions? Because I know only half the people. Yeah. Okay. Do people want to? So if I go up here, this email search query is literally going to be the thing in this search bar up here. So it's like, if I were to search my inbox to try to extract that value, what would I literally be searching for? And that will filter my inbox and say, these are the possible emails that might be used as a valid proof in this proof. So the point is, when people actually try this out, they're going to, you know, go to the registry, and then maybe they're going to use, let me find one of these patterns. You know, I don't know, what is a pattern I can make a proof of? Maybe like Google Alerts or something. And then I am going to like hit connect, like most people just hit connect Gmail account and then automatically want to choose which email to make a proof of. And the point is, once you connect, it'll filter your email by that email query. Yep, cool, good question. Okay. Question. The submit blueprint button is what? Disabled? So that means you've missed some field. So try going through all the fields and seeing, did I fill a field? Like, did I fill something in the regex? Did I fill, like, there's probably some validation that's failing, or you didn't run the tests. Yeah. You're getting a yellow? So it took you back to the main page now. Or wait, so sorry, what exactly did you click? Which button? One of these? Generate. Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. So I think the AI is probably getting rate limited right now because everybody's querying it. So I'd recommend using the ChatGPT bot in the top right instead. Yeah. Yeah. Failed test, what did it say? Probably the regex format wasn't exactly correct. Let me pull up for you guys what exactly the regex format should look like. Let me just pull up an example kind of parts there. Maybe one thing we can do is provide what exactly those regexes look like to help people make the definitions. Let me pull up an example pattern that I know should compile. Probably this one. It's like a bit hard to parse, I guess. Let me try to put this in like a paste bin. We'll probably switch in like 20, 30 minutes, 20 minutes or so. Are the docs updated? The docosaurus? Okay, right. So this is kind of what you might imagine. I think some folks were having trouble with the regex. This is kind of how you need to structure what goes in to this like parts JSON field. Is you need to have like this kind of thing where you have is public and then a regex definition, is public, regex definition. In this case, I'm extracting some value out of the subject. Maybe to make it concrete for the Google Alerts email, we can try to do this as well, where we take, okay, we're going to see Google Alert. So I'm going to say, you know, in the subject, so before the field you're extracting, you'll have this little, like, thing you have to put of the delimiter before the actual value. So here I'm extracting something from the subject. You might imagine if you're extracting something from to or from, this would say to or from. And then you're going to put, you know, I'm going to see this in the subject, and then I'm going to see any value except the slash r, and then the end of it. And so mostly what you'll be doing is editing this value in the middle and editing this value, whether it says subject to or from. And your casing has to be correct. It has to be subject to from lowercase. And then here you put in like what exactly you want to parse. And then probably anything until the end, and then the end delimiter. I think maybe we'll keep going around and seeing what people's questions are. You mean like in this parse JSON, or?
Yeah, because you can do app values to extract it more than one.
You could, yeah. Right, yeah, so exactly. So you'd add values to extract, and you'd put a second regex, and they'd both be constrained.
If it's all in the body, I can just put one.
It's all in the body, you could just put one. It's more about like clarity of thought to make sure that kind of, you feel like you're not making it too complicated in the body. If you're going to parse in the body, by the way, you don't need something that, this is for things in the header or subject. If you're going to parse something in the body, maybe let's add one to the body. Alert name body. If you're going to parse in the body, you can probably just directly parse what exactly it is you want to show. So in this case, in this case, maybe I want to parse out, I see this in the body. What I'm going to do is I'm going to define, is public equals false? So I'm going to put up here, subject parts JSON. I'm going to hit here, body parts JSON. Okay, cool. So, so if you're going to do body parsing, you can just say, this is the concrete thing that I'm going to see in the body, and then I'm going to extract out everything, in this case, except a quote after that, and this is what's going to be revealed. And so, you know, hopefully these subject and body parts JSON help you understand, like, if I want to parse that specific value from my subject or body, how exactly I need to do it. Yeah, great question. If you want to see like example attributes from other patterns, you can go into the registry. You can say, oh, I'm kind of curious how they built, this Luma DevCon one. You're going to click this little hyperlink button in the middle, and this will take you to the actual pattern. And you're going to hit view all versions. And then you'll see in the version history, you can now edit the old patterns. Right? If you see that? So I can go in and I can edit and I can view what exactly that pattern looked like. Right, and you can see, oh, this person defined an email body and put this stuff into the parser. Yeah. Maybe if you look at some, especially the older ones that are compiled, these are ones that we kind of looked at and made sure they look good. And so, you know, clicking one of these and then seeing, okay, view all versions and then edit will help you see what exactly should that pattern look like. And you can kind of use this to help understand, okay, what should my like pattern in this parts JSON actually look like? Sweet. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's a great question. So what is the developer experience of like actually making sure it's working? In generated output, you should see, if you did it correctly, like the actual output that will be generated. And so if you see an error like this, oh, fail to test decompose regex on EML, then you know you made some bug on one of these regexes. And so, you know, I can go through and I can be like, okay, like let me try to fix this. In this case, this regex, you know, high dot is probably not correct. But in this case, I've gotten like an all tests pass ready to compile. And so I know, okay, like it looks like this parser actually ran on my email, and so I should be, you know, good to submit the blueprint, or at least at the very least save it as draft and come back to it later if I don't want to start the compilation process right now. But hopefully the generated output lets you debug, did it work or not. Sweet. So the Venmo one used like an older version of this where they manually kind of went through, but the Venmo one, they just defined exactly a similar kind of regex definition, and then they built precisely this kind of thing. But for them, the dev tooling was much, much worse. Like they did not have this ability to just put in the regex and everything happens for them in the background. They had to kind of manually do everything. So this will let you build the Venmo thing ideally in like one session like this. Yep. Or at least get all that solidity verification kind of done for you once the blueprint is finished, submitted, and compiling. Sweet, yeah. No, so what I'm showing right now, so the Gmail login stuff is included for convenience. So if I go back to here, but if you're using a non-Gmail client, two things. So one is we plan to add like non-Gmail clients into this Connect Gmail account. So we'll add, you know, Connect Outlook account, Connect all this other stuff. And if you use something else, you can always drag and drop and upload the raw email. And so this will let it work for all non-Gmail accounts. Yeah. But we'll add, ideally, Connect Outlook pretty soon. Sweet. Yeah, question in the back. So when you see the error, like fail to test decompose regex on email, that means this regex you defined does not accurately parse your email. So what I would recommend doing is like remove one section at a time, like maybe cut, you know, the last two and be like, okay, do I still get the error? Okay, like put it back, do I still get the error? And kind of try to surgically find out, okay, if I remove, you know, maybe these, you know, do I still get the error? And try to kind of figure out where exactly in your regex you made the mistake. Yep. What I'll do is I'll demo this ChatGPT bot as well, because that will really help folks use it. So the point is this will help create those regexes. So maybe what I can do is I can take this this raw EML. So let me pull up this EML. So I'm gonna like copy paste this .eml file I downloaded into the ChatGPT bot. And then I'm going to say, help me extract via regex the part after Google alert in the body. Something like this. So I'm going to paste in the email. I'm going to ask, like, you know, help me generate this regex to do this kind of parsing. And if I send this out, you know, it'll take a second to process. Then it'll show us, okay, what is the name? Where should I parse? I should parse in the body. And then it'll give me the parts array and explain each part. So I'll do, let me pull this back up. So it'll tell me in the first one, make is public false and put, you know, Google alert dash. And in the second one, make is public equals true and put, you know, anything except this end forward. And so here, you know, I've changed anything but the quote because the quote comes afterwards, but this is like somewhat accurate. Like I can take these little is public and regex parts and plug it into exactly this kind of a JSON, and then if I dump that in, I should be good to go. And in fact, it'll give me this like JSON parts section that I can just copy out the parts directly in this like piece of code it generates. So hopefully this ChatGPT bot helps people generate the regexes and can help you also debug. You can say, hey, I use this as my parts JSON, it's not working, why, where might the parsing be wrong? And the hope is that this bot has enough prompts of example patterns from our registry that it can help you debug that. Cool. Maybe I'm going to go around and keep helping people one-on-one, and we'll see. We'll do this for about 7 more minutes and then transition to the Solidity part of the workshop. So even if you got totally super-duper lost here, we'll transition to something in about 5 minutes or so. So, yeah. Sweet. I'll keep going around answering questions. Okay, cool. So I'm going to just briefly explain the main issues that people have been having, and then we're going to transition to the like other code sections. Okay, so some issues that people were having is I noticed for some folks, the submit blueprint button was not enabled. So you have to fill in all the fields. So like, you know, 64, like the max length is one common one people missed. You have to put in a like description. You have to put in a tag and then click enter. So it becomes like a tag type. And then you have to upload an email for so you have to have like an uploaded email in this field for the submit blueprint button to be available. And at the bottom, you have to see like tests pass. If there's no email uploaded here, it won't let you submit the actual blueprint at the bottom. I noticed some folks saved as draft and then tried the pattern on the front page and realized they couldn't hit create proof. So the main thing there is that you can only do create proof on the main page if you've submitted the blueprint and you've waited a few hours for the thing to actually compile and for us to make the circuit for you in the background. So it'll kind of take a moment for that to work. And then one thing is, if something's going wrong, you can't submit the blueprint, you don't know why, I would just save as draft for now, and then we will maybe send out like a note to folks in the workshop saying, hey, we fixed some bug where the thing didn't submit the blueprint, try it again or something like that. And we'll put a Telegram URL up here for folks to join and ask questions about, hey, like, is my blueprint compiled yet? Kind of what's going on? And we can make sure we help out there. So I'll put up the QR code. Let me see if we have the QR code somewhere. Okay, so what I've done is I've stuck the Telegram link in a QR code over here. It's the leftmost one. If you scan the QR code, you can ask us questions in the Telegram group. Hey, did my pattern compile? My blueprint's still not working. I tried to save draft, tried to compile, it's not working. And we will try to give support after the workshop and over the next few weeks and months. My goal is to get everybody who started a blueprint here to compile it. There might be some bugs on our side. Like maybe we can make the clarity of why the parsing is wrong more clear. And things like that, and we'll try to make this better over the next few weeks and months. But at least it sounds like some people were able to fill in all the fields and get that to work. Cool. So yeah, if you have more questions, I would send to the Telegram. But we're gonna pivot a little bit. And maybe one thing I'm curious about pivoting to is I'm wondering if people would be more excited to build a front end in which they import this proof and then now do something on top of that. Or if people will be more excited to do Solidity, calling zkML proofs on Solidity with sent emails. So concretely, you know, you do something like our email-based account recovery, in which you know, receiving email saying, do you want to recover the account to some address? You receive an email, you reply to it, and then that transaction triggers on-chain. So I'm just going to do a quick poll. Maybe raise your hand if you prefer JavaScript to Solidity, and you want to go over like a JavaScript version of implementing these proofs. Okay. Like maybe 6-7 people. Okay, raise your hand if you prefer Solidity and you want to go over a version of triggering transactions in Solidity directly. Okay, that's like 20 people. Okay, so I think what we're gonna do is sorry JavaScript people, I'll put a link to the JavaScript demo after we're done with this and the docs and you can try doing that yourself. But we'll probably focus on Solidity this time around. Cool. And again, if you have more questions, like if you hit up our Telegram, you're like, look, I really wanted the JavaScript part of the workshop. Where's the link for the docs, the SDK, whatever, we'll send it to you. So the Telegram is really a good one. We're gonna pivot a little bit, switch gears. If your pattern didn't compile, save it as draft, and we'll come back to it later. So just, you know, hit save as draft down here. And we can help give support on the Telegram. And okay, switching gears a little bit. So maybe briefly before we even like kind of dive into that, I'll give a brief presentation of what exactly are we even doing with this Solidity style transactions. So this will be maybe like a 2-3 minute overview and then we'll dive into actually building this ourselves. So far, what we've done in the workshop is proving emails you've received in your inbox. You know, there's all sorts of weird emails, but you would imagine maybe you want to trigger an on-chain smart contract by sending an email. So you have an email, a smart contract controlled by an email address. Right, so this allows you to do something like account recovery, where you can add emails as guardians to a smart wallet and then use those email addresses to recover that account. You can have emails on multi-sigs or directly on a safe you add an email, and then that email recovers the account. You can have login with emails, where now you can say, you know, someone's put an email in an interface and they've kind of imported that that login, and you can have something like an email wallet where you receive tokens directly to email. And these are the four examples we've shown of what happens when an email address controls a smart contract. But you can either use the SDKs we've put out for these four and integrate it into your app, and I'll put out the QR code for those, or you can build your own custom kind of email trigger transaction. What does this like concretely look like? You'll receive an email saying, you know, do you want to say recover your account or sign on this multi-sig or, you know, log into this website? And all you have to do is reply confirm. And it lets you interact with the smart contract directly. When you reply, we make a ZK proof. We receive that email. We make a ZK proof of that signature, and we prove it on chain. This email is like, I've moved the data that's actually being proved into the subject so we can all read it. But when you actually try our code, this will all be embedded into the body. But you can see if you read this, like the command you're actually signing by replying to this email is recover account ETH address from old owner ETH address to new owner ETH address. And this is concretely what we'll execute on chain. So the service we're going to provide is we're going to deploy a relayer for you and allow you the option to self-host it when you want. The relayer sends and receives emails and makes proofs. So the user will say something like, I want to recover my account. The relayer will send them an email saying, are you sure you want to recover the account? If you do, reply confirm to this email. The user replies confirm, and then the relayer takes that reply, makes a ZK proof of it, sends it on chain, and triggers that smart contract. Cool. You can accept guardian requests. You can anonymize your email address on chain. We'll automatically handle making sure the email is anonymous on chain. And the point is the relayer is decentralized, so you can start with our hosted relayer just so you can get a prototype up, and then run your own server when you feel ready to. Sweet. So maybe what I'll do is I will put up... I'll briefly go through what the interface actually looks like, and then we can look at the various SDKs and things like that. I guess maybe the first thing I'll go over is if you actually want to add, let's say you want to add a specific version of one of those four ideas, like say account recovery to your application, you probably wouldn't use a generic transaction builder. You'd automatically use the recovery version that we deployed. So in this case, you know, we've deployed a recovery module that you can just add to any smart account. So how would you do that? You would take our Solidity, you know, smart contract, you'd install it on your wallet, and then you'd hit our API with these different acceptance requests, recovery requests, complete request. Again, keeping in mind, you can always self-host this API if you want, but you can start with ours just for ease of convenience. When you actually want to add the smart account into, you know, a wallet on a front end, you can use some code like this that we've already kind of configured for people deploying this account recovery to a wallet. The docs will be like your friend here. So if you look, oh, I want to do account recovery, and you search it in the docs, you'll be able to pull up that page and be like, okay, this is exactly what I need to do to integrate it. But maybe the thing we'll focus on this workshop is getting generic Solidity commands to work. In this case, you would maybe want to build your own version of this kind of email trigger transaction. Let's say you wanted to build account recovery. You would define something like recover account ETH address to new owner ETH address. You define a Solidity function that looks exactly like this. A recovery subject template that, you know, takes in string memory, returns templates, that just defines the pattern. And you plug in, you know, in this case I've done, you know, curly braces, ETH address where I want ETH addresses. You can also put strings, numbers, whatever. And so let you automatically access those values from within Solidity. And then you would hit our API with a query like this. Our quick start will automatically do this end-to-end thing for you, and you can kind of just fiddle with it. Oh, what if I change the word account from account to wallet? What if I change an ETH address from an ETH address to a string? And this will let you experiment with this as a starting point. So what we're going to do is we're going to... maybe what I'll even do is I'll link to a more specific point in the docs where we have this kind of... this sort of generic relayer thing going on. Let me pull up where exactly we have this. Quick start. Okay, so I'm gonna link everyone to this quick start. this is concretely in email. Cool. So you can either go to Docs email, email transaction auth. This is our email transaction builder, and then the quick start, or you can just scan this QR code. If you're on your laptop, you probably want to do the bottom one. If you're on your, it's not really possible to run Solidity on your mobile, so I wouldn't recommend scanning from your phone. And then we'll basically show once you've got, okay, so I'll leave this QR code up for a little bit. Once you've got this this QR code scanned, then I guess the detail will take over. What exactly should you do with this quick start, running through, actually cloning the repo, going through these docs, et cetera. So I'll give people like 30 seconds to make sure you've scanned this QR code, make sure you have this link on your computer, you're at docs email, email txauth quick start, and we'll go from there. I'll make this bigger. Okay, I'm gonna give you 10 seconds to take this, and then we're gonna move to what exactly to do with the quick start. Okay, everybody has scanned. I hope so. You have like 3 seconds. Okay, cool. Now we're gonna swap to, once you're on this quick start page, we're gonna actually go through this git cloning, CDing in, setting your environment, and then actually deploying. Cool, you wanna take over?
Sure. Cool. So hey everyone, I'm Aditya here, and the entire point for this particular section of the workshop is to show that how easy we have sort of made to do an on-chain transaction, like specifically to a contract function, purely by replying to an email. So if you want to integrate people just replying to emails and that triggering an on-chain transaction, this is like a really brief demo for that. Cool. So.
One question, can people read the screen like from the back? Because it looks a little bit blurry. Maybe raise your hand if you can read the text. That's good. Okay, should be fine.
Good, cool. So if anyone hasn't been to the docs page yet, it's docs.prove.email. You come to the email transaction auth section, and in there you just click to quick start. I'll give people half a minute to a minute to do this. Just do the first step. You just need to clone a Git repo and CD into the directory. Can I have a show of hands of people that have done this? Cool, I can see 5, 6 hands, 7, 8, 9, cool. So I'll continue. So once you have sort of CD'd into the directory, I would recommend you to run this one command. This is one package that you might need. I'll just screen, yeah. So it's brew install jq. Just do this if you don't have. A few of Macs probably have this, a couple of don't, so this is just like a sanity sort of installation. Cool. And once you have done the installation, just go back to the docs page, scroll down, and you would see this one make command. I would ask you to copy this command, paste it into your terminal, and then just enter your email address. So this is my email address, and you can enter your email addresses as well. Once you submit this, you should receive a response with a status success. Got it? Cool. Got it? The command is in the docs, so if you just scroll a bit down, it is make space submit space capital email equals your email address. And for people who have done this already, what you would have received is that if you go to your email, you would have received a very templated email. It would look something like this. Once this step is complete, and I would recommend you to just reply to it. It doesn't matter what you're typing in, as long as you're replying to the email, it is good enough. Show of hands, people who have done it. Cool, 5 people. Anyone from there having any issues? 502? Just run again. This is okay. So why you would have been receiving 502 is that we are also making an alchemy check for checking that is any transfer of data or approval of ERC-20 tokens are sort of being done. And to avoid that, there's an alchemy simulation check, and that would have rate limited. So just try again. And I will be giving the overview of this as well. Cool. So for people sort of basically asking that what did we actually do, okay, we replied to an email. And if I was to show you the email, just give it some time. Yeah, some few of the folks would have received an email like this where it would have said your request ID has been complete. View on Explorer, you can see this one transaction that has happened. So what did you really do by replying to an email? If you sort of go over the actual contract in the repository that you just cloned, you would find yourself a contract that has already been deployed. You could have deployed this yourself and then made a few changes. But what essentially is being done in this particular contract is that we have created an email auth contract for you. And what it does essentially is that it allows you to create commands. And what do I mean by commands? Commands look something like this. You can have multiple commands. And the meaning of a command is that you can trigger things with it. So every specific command does something. If you could have like an approve ERC-20 command, you could have that, oh, swap my ERC-20 token if this particular command is run, or send money to this particular ETH address if that particular command is run. For the sake of this particular demonstration, all of these commands emit an event. And there are different sort of templates or placeholders that you can use. You can use a string, you can use uint, ETH address, et cetera, and you can have the complexity of the command as you want. So if you were to go into docs, I have this example of commands that you could have used. Where is it? Cool. So the example of commands can be, for example, send decimals tokens to ETH address. And this is a templated command. And while filling the parameters, you could have specified 2.5 tokens to this particular address. And you create these commands, and essentially, you would be creating this contract where you have the command templates. And the actual function that we are hitting with the make command is the emit email command function. And what it essentially is doing is that you have something called as a template ID. You're computing the template ID. And if the email proof is being verified, then at the end, you're emitting an event. So you can have your own custom logic at the end of the email proving step. And once the email has been proven and a particular command has been run, then you can have your whatever logic you want at the end of the function. And what it'll essentially do is that it'll verify your email proof and then at the end run that command. And if I was to show you the API call that is getting made at the end, the call looks like this. I hope this is visible. Cool. The contract address is the contract address that you would have deployed. In this particular case, the contract address is for this particular contract. That's the emit email command contract. You have a DKIM contract address. This DKIM address contract can be found in the Ether email auth relayer. So if you go to this particular repo, you will find the DKIM contract. So you mentioned that. You can also use the existing DKIM contract, which you can find in the makefile. Account code, function ABI. So this is basically the ABI of the function that you want to hit. In our case, it is the emit email command. So the ABI that is getting used is for this particular command. Thank you. You can specify which email address it is getting sent to. You can specify the subject you want. You can specify the body and the chain you want to do it. Also, your function can have more parameters other than the struct that we are constructing. So for example, in this particular function, you have the owner address and a template index. That is an address and a UN type. So you can add the remaining arguments at the end of it. And what this essentially does is that you trigger our relayer, which would send an email to the user. Once the user has replied to the email, our IMAP server will pick up the email. It'll send it to our prover, which will create a ZK proof of that particular email. And then it will hit on-chain the transaction that you want to hit. So the command slash function in the contract that you want to hit. So all of this is actually abstracted for you, and we are handling all these processes. So for you, you only would be needing to deploy a contract and hit our API with the specifications that that was mentioned. Cool. Sorry, this is taking time. Was this clear? Anyone having issues? Thank you.
just tell them you'll be 2 minutes late and help? Can you help someone? Okay, that's fine. Okay, yeah. Yeah, see you. Yeah. Okay, cool. So as we're coming to the last 7 minutes here, maybe I'll just address some of the last few notes. Some folks mentioned wanting to self-host. If you go to this repo on GitHub, you can basically clone it locally, and you'll see all the packages and infrastructure that this relies on, and you can self-host the relayer if you want, and the API interface should be exactly the same. If you want to integrate any one of the specific things, like account recovery on the left, email signers, OAuth login or email wall, that's already been built and audited for you. You can use one of these four QR codes. And if you want, these are the main QR codes. Questions on the left side on the Telegram, our website in the middle at zk.email, and these slides on the right side. So you can kind of go through yourself and be like, oh, what were all those other QR codes that I missed? So these are kind of the most important things to scan. And we'll kind of be around to keep taking questions, but I'm hoping that people came away from this with a sense of, like, one, how can I define proofs of emails in my inbox, even if potentially, you know, we didn't exactly get all of them compiling. Hopefully that at least gave folks some insight. And then also, how can I get proofs of emails triggering on-chain transactions? I hope people got at least an idea of, here's an MVP way to do it. When I want to put it into production, I can use one of the audited versions up here, or I can kind of read the docs and build one myself. Again, please ask questions in our Telegram, and we will be around the ZK email impact booth for the next 2 days. It's kind of on the opposite corner of the building on this floor. There's a bunch of impact booths, and you can see us, you can come to us, you can be like, hey, I really wanted to get the proof from my workshop compiling. Can you help me? And someone will be at the booth, and we will get the thing compiling. And so, yeah, definitely meet us at the impact booth if you want more information. And if you like account abstraction, you want to debate it with us, we'll be at the account abstraction community hub. Yeah, definitely come see us at any of these. But I'll leave these up for another like few minutes, and hopefully folks can grab these and yeah, keep asking us questions. Meet us at the impact booth if you didn't get it compiled. Sweet. Thank you for coming. And I hope that people were able to learn at least something from this. And we also have a talk that we gave yesterday that will be live streamed that you can go and listen on, like, okay, how exactly does all this stuff even work? Like, what is happening in the background? And you can get a lot more insight from that and our docs. Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you for listening.
Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.